Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandel and Stokes. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Time now for Law and Legal segment, our new addition to WAOK. And we have the Honorable Judge Glenda Hatchett. I want to say good morning, Judge. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you today?
I am doing great. I am doing great. Judge Hatchett, last night, Amy Coney Barrett. Ooh, what was going through your mind when this was happening on last night?
I will tell you honestly, my sister Wandelin, that I thought about Justice Ginsburg. And she has been one of my most beloved sheroes, even before she went to the Supreme Court, because she was a young lawyer for the ACLU and has been fighting for justice all of her professional life. And to have this person come in to that vacancy just really breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because she so does not represent the values and the standards that Justice Ginsburg brought to this court. And so I was saddened by it. I didn't watch it because I just... Mm. And then to see Clarence Thomas offer the oath, such a distressing moment. And I am a woman who lives on the side of optimism and hope, but I will tell you, this marks a very dark time in this country's history, because the court now, in my opinion, has become too politicized. And that is not the function of the Supreme Court. It's supposed to serve as a check and balance for the three branches, independence. And I think that Trump knew exactly what he was doing by nominating her and pushing. There has never been a Supreme Court justice confirmed in this short period of time.
Wow. So would you say, is it possible for Americans to really get justice with it being an imbalance on the Supreme Court level?
Well, it's not just the Supreme Court level, too, Wandelin, that we have to be deeply concerned about. Trump has not just nominated. I'm talking about they are sitting judges. Mm-hmm. Now, more than 200 at different levels of the federal system. Mm-hmm. And so we have to remember that only a very small percentage of cases ever get to the Supreme Court. And so we need to also be concerned about what's happening on the district and appellate court levels. We know that on the appellate court level, for example, that there have been no black appointees under Trump. Out of the 55 who've been appointed to that bench, they are overwhelmingly white men. There is one Hispanic judge. The diversity is an issue with these appointments. And there now, with this, we're talking about nearly a fourth of the federal judiciary has been appointed under Trump's administration. And so when people say, well, my vote doesn't matter, your vote matters. It matters more than just the president and the vice president and who's in the Senate. It matters what happens on the federal judiciary. And let me remind us all that all voter rights issues come there to ultimately be determined under the Voting Rights Act.
Wow. Wow. Are we headed, should 45 get back in office, are we headed towards a dictatorship?
Well, that's interesting because I've been asked that question so many times. So let's start with the term.
Okay.
We know that he has been very clear that he would like to be in office, and he says, oh, maybe 12 years. Well, under the Constitution now, we have term limits, and no president can serve more than 10 years. Say, why is that? Because the terms are 4 years. But in case there is somebody, I guess, who gets in office after a president dies or is incapacitated and was there and then maybe has two other terms. But the total actually is 10 years. But we know that basically we're talking about two consecutive four-year terms. Can that be changed? Not easily. Because it would have to be, it would have to require a constitutional amendment to that, to change that. So right now, a president serves a four-year elected term. If he or she is reelected, then after that second term, then technically they cannot serve anymore. And so people say, well, you know, can this all be changed? And my concern is that the Trump administration, in my opinion, does not really recognize the rule of law and has done so many things that have gone unchecked. And that's why we need a check and balance. We need a House of Representatives. We need a Senate. We need an independent judiciary to have checks and balances so that we don't see this just kind of outrageous behavior that we have seen over the 4 years. Is it possible that democracy could fall in America? Yes, it is possible. And if we aren't paying attention and we aren't looking and voting and having checks and balances, it is possible. Will it happen overnight? No. He can't wake up tomorrow and declare, well, I'm going to be in office for the rest of my life. That is not possible under our system. But could things start to be dismantled? Yes. And I am deeply concerned about where we are as a nation and how we fit into a global community. We've got work to do.
Yes, we do. We'll be back with more. It's Judge Glenda Hatchett on Law and Legal. 404-892-2703 is the number to call for questions. More to come. Keep listening. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanderlyn Stokes. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's Law and Legal. Judge Glenda Hatchett is sharing with us. Judge Hatchett, how do you feel about court packing?
How do I feel about packing? Mm-hmm. Court packing?
Yes.
I am concerned. I know that the knee-jerk reaction is to say because Trump has been able to appoint three justices to the Supreme Court, that I'm not going to say if Biden is elected, that the Democrats should expand the number. Now, on first glance, that seems like a good idea, but I would caution us that we don't want to make the Supreme Court a political football. So, in other words, the Democrats expand, say they decide, well, we're going to add four. We're going to add four to tip the balance. And then the Republicans are in another cycle, come back, and they're going to add some more. Or they're going to do term limits and get rid of some judges and then appoint some more, because really the Constitution doesn't say that they have to be nine, and it doesn't say that the appointments are for life. And so I just am cautious about that, Wandalyn. Mm-hmm. However, someone made a really good argument to me on a national webinar that I did for the National Council of Jewish Women around voting. And the panelist said, Jill Weinberg said, well, I heard an argument that maybe there should be two for the ones that we were not able to fill. The one for Barack Obama, President Obama, that they said they wouldn't fill because it was too close, although it was 8 months out. Mm-hmm. And then they got her sworn in 8 days before the election, which is just such horrible, horrible hypocrisy.
Right.
And that there should be this one because this should have been delayed until the new president was sworn in. And I'm actually buying that argument now. That makes sense to me. But I am concerned that this could go tit for tat, tit for tat, and really destroy the essence of what the Supreme Court is supposed to be about, which, in my opinion, has already happened.
Right, right. And there are really no checks and balances. But let me ask you this then. When it comes to even the Republican led by Ted Cruz talks about drafting a constitutional amendment to prevent Biden from packing the court, what are your thoughts? Is that another case of political football?
It's another case of political football, because an amendment to the Constitution, thankfully, is not just something that happens automatically. It would have to pass, and then it would have to be ratified by the states, by two-thirds of the states, for it to become a new amendment to the Constitution. So it is a very long and detailed process, which I think is great, because then otherwise, if it was just the Congress doing this, you might have all kinds of amendments depending on who has the power. Mm-hmm, but it does have to be ratified by the states. But I do think that that is their concern, that I think that's signaling that they believe they're going to lose, and that they may well lose the Senate if people like Warnock right here in Georgia and John Ossoff and Jamie Harrison right over here in South Carolina are successful. It only is going to take four to flip it. And I think that they are concerned that there needs to be something else that they can do. But it's political posturing, and that ought not be what happens with the Supreme Court, in my opinion.
With this type of leadership, do you think we'll ever be able to recover from some of the decisions that have been made under this current administration?
I am concerned. I am particularly concerned, Wandalyn, about the 6-3 balance now with Justice Barrett, because of so many critical things that are coming before the court this session.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Affordable Health Care Act that, of course, Trump was promising from even before he was elected that he was going to get rid of Obamacare, and McConnell has said that. But then we had that classic moment in the Senate floor, when John McCain came with his thumb up and then reversed it and had the courage to do, in my opinion, what was absolutely right. I had hoped that there would be some of those courageous thumbs down votes for the confirmation. But now that she's there, I think that they will look to the Supreme Court to do what they haven't been able to get done legislatively, and that the Affordable Health Care Act will be thrown out, and instantly, and I can't stress this enough, instantly there will be more than 20 million people in this country who will automatically be thrown off the rolls. If you have a child who is on your coverage up until they're 26, that will not be anymore. Under Obamacare, there was protection for pre-existing conditions. We are talking about dismantling a healthcare program in the midst of a pandemic like we've never seen in 100 years. And so how can you just have people out here with no insurance? It is just insane. And it's not like they've got a great program to replace it. It's just that Trump has been really preoccupied, obsessed is really the word,
mm-hmm.
with dismantling anything that Barack Obama put in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an obsession with him because he was an amazing president
mm-hmm.
who got a lot of things done. He built bridges. He didn't exploit divisions between people.
Mm-hmm.
Be
mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. We'll be back with the judge with more. Judge Glenda Hatchett right here on Law and Legal on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
What's going on, y'all? This is Hugh Parker, and you are listening to On Point with Wonderland Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanderlyn Stokes, right here, News and Talk. We're 1380 WAOK. It's Law and Legal. Judge Glenda Hatchett sharing with us today. Judge Hatchett, why would a Trump administration be so focused on dismantling its predecessor, you know, deconstructing the legacy of one instead of moving the country forward and building upon it and working for the people and the needs and the concerns of the people today?
I think that is just consistent with who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a tremendous, he knows that President Obama was exceptionally brilliant, had an exceptionally brilliant wife, that they represented not just Democrats, but all people across the country. And I think it just bothers him that he was so loved, so deeply respected, and was so effective And so I think there's just something strange going on there, and I wish I understood it, and I wish he hadn't done it. But if you think about it, there's just been a preoccupation, really, with whatever has happened with good, with Obama. He wants it gone. And the most telling piece of this is Obamacare.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, why dismantle it? Why not say this is a fundamental piece and we should be working to improve it? And if you notice, he says, I'll have a plan, I'll have a plan, I'll have a plan. But we have not seen that plan. And as far as I'm concerned, without Obamacare, then insurance companies can go back to pre-existing conditions. You have a child who was born with a heart murmur. That child's problem in terms of insurance will always be a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
You've had trouble with high blood pressure. Diabetes, of course, which is very prevalent in our community, that's a pre-existing condition. What if you had COVID and you now test positive for antibodies? Is that considered a pre-existing condition for purposes of being insured?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just maddening to me that we are living in a time where this is highly, highly, highly possible. And it doesn't come through the Congress, it's going to be dismantled through the courts. And that's what I predict will happen. And I think that's exactly why she's on the court.
Right.
That's, and she criticized, let me also, very important footnote, in her legal writings, she criticized the decision not to overturn.
Wow. Wow. So this is why, yeah, this is why you fear it, because a lot of people will not be covered and their lives will be in the hands of these insurance companies who, wow, are going to charge big bucks. And it'll be, it won't be affordable to the average American.
Be. And that mm-hmm. is the key word in this act, the Affordable Health Care Act. That mm-hmm. is what this is, affordable. And let me just quickly remind us that President Obama's mother died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the story about how her final days, she was worried about how she was going to get these bills paid because of these gaps in insurance coverage. And that has been, I mean, I think he would have done it anyway, but that has been an added incentive for him to try to get as many Americans under this act as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. And if the Trump administration is able to get rid of this Affordable Care Act, the only ones who will be able to have direct insurance or immediate insurance will be those who are employed by various companies.
Right. Or people who, you know, are independently wealthy and can just pay for the premiums outright.
Right.
But think about, Wendelin, think about how many people have lost their jobs
right.
because of COVID, who had insurance but now have no insurance. And if they were able to get under Obamacare, then what happens if they don't have that anymore?
Right, right.
I mean, so we have so many more Americans not working right now because they lost their jobs. The restaurants closed down or the business got downsized because of COVID. I mean, you know.
Right, right.
And what are those people going to do?
Exactly, exactly. Diane out of South Carolina has a question for you. Good morning, Diane.
Good.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to ask you what part of South Carolina is because my family's from South Carolina. Where in South Carolina are you?
Okay, I'm from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I know where that is. My family's from Florence.
Oh, okay. Great, great. And I used to watch your shows. We can't get it in our area now, but...
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, but anyway, my question is, I would like for you, and I'm just enjoying everything that you're saying, but I would like could you elaborate a little bit for me? I was looking online, and I saw... I believe it was in 2013, where the Supreme Court stated that the voting right of 1965 was unconstitutional. And also, could you elaborate a little bit on what's your opinion on why the Trump administration hadn't signed off on the Voting Rights Act bill yet?
Yes. Good questions. In 2013, there was a landmark decision called Shelby versus Holder, because Eric Holder was the attorney general at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they came in to say is that they should not be under federal mandate to monitor what was happening in Shelby County, Alabama, around voting. The 1965, I'll make this very short, the 1965 Voting Rights Act provided certain protections so that people had to, counties had to go that were under this watch, because they hadn't been doing it right, had to go and have their voting plans approved by the federal government. And so Shelby County sued and said, this is unconstitutional. We don't want to be under this mandate. And the Supreme Court ruled against Eric Holder in that case on behalf of the, you know, the Justice Department. And that is a landmark decision, where it took a lot of the hammer, the oversight is a better way to say that, of these elections, which is very damaging. And so now, if I have an issue, I have to go as an individual to sue, as opposed to the federal government being able to come in and say, you know what, your voting rights were violated, and step in. So that's a major decision. And I'm hoping that we don't see a further erosion, which I am concerned about, now that the Supreme Court is even far more conservative. But that was a real blow to the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Yes, and we're still paying the price in that even
and
now.
We are. Mm-hmm. We are. We absolutely are.
Curtis has a question for you. Go right ahead, Curtis. Welcome. Curtis? Hello, Curtis, are you here? Let's go to Robert. Robert, out of Decatur.
Yeah, how are you all doing?
Good, how are
Great.
You?
Yeah, I'm a conservative.
And, okay.
I feel that the rule of law and the character of America will be lost if Mr. Biden is elected.
Tell me why.
Well, for one thing, if you get a socialist type government, go away from capitalism. Capitalism generates a lot of income, makes a country richer. And with a socialist government, you're talking about Obamacare and all like that. The government not going to take in much money as it did on the capitalistic system.
Hold on, Robert. Hold tight one second. And Judge Hatchett, I'm going to come right back to you and Robert when we return. We'll be back with more. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Never heard, a.k.a. the Frugal Creditista, financial educator, certified credit counselor, consumer advocate, and you are listening.
Law and Legal right here, On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, Judge Glenda Hatchett, talking with one of our listeners. Robert, we're back on the air. Go ahead and continue with your question to Judge Hatchett.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember the question.
Okay.
I do, that you're thinking that under a Biden administration that the country would be socialist. And I will tell you that I have known Joe and Joe Biden up close and personal since 08. And what I do know is that he cares about all people. What I absolutely know is that he is not set on turning this country into a socialist economy. And if you go back, the facts are that they inherited one of the worst economies ever in Obama and Biden administration, and they turned it around. And so a lot of what President Trump has been saying about the economy really was the basis of what he inherited. Has the economy grown? Yes, it has. But it is not because I don't want you to think for a minute, and I value your opinion And that's why we live in an open society where people can have different opinions. But I think that the racial overtones of the divisiveness under this present administration is not healthy. I think the plan to dismantle Obamacare, I think that the non-plan of managing COVID, where we have, you know, nearly a quarter of a million people who've died and millions more who've had COVID, I think is the reason that we need a different leader in this country. But I respect it, and I know that there are people who have your opinion. But I want to stress, he's not going to turn this into a socialist economy.
Yes. Robert, are you still here? Okay. Okay. Judge Hatchett, what about, as it relates to the Supreme Court, about the issues concerning abortion rights? What is your fear concerning that?
Well, you also have to understand, too, that we have to understand, too, that Justice Barrett is a very conservative and comes from Catholic background. I don't think that your religious background should in any way disqualify you for being on the bench. That's not what I'm saying. But given her writings and her opinions about it, I think that this was the plan to appeal to the conservative church-based and often situations who really want to see Roe versus Wade overturned. And I think it's very likely that given the 6-3 split now on the court, that that will be changed, that gay rights issues will come before and will be changed. And so I think that we are in for a very long period of a very conservative court. And we remember these are lifetime appointments, and she's a very young woman.
Yes, yes, lifetime indeed. Curtis has a question or comment for you. Curtis, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So
my question is, I heard on the news that the president was going to appeal to the Supreme Court about his taxes. So I had this argument with a friend of mine. He says he can't do that. He can't appeal to the Supreme Court. And I was saying, yes, he can, because Roberts gave him an out when he told Trump that he said, well, no man was above the law, but he also said that he had to go back to state court in New York. Now, can the Supreme Court override the state of New York federal?
Yes. Yes, they can. They absolutely can. We have, for instance, cases that go up from the Supreme Court. There are Supreme Court cases from state Supreme Courts that go to the Supreme Court. The question is, will they hear it? Because the original case was very clear that they sent it back down, and basically he lost before the Supreme Court. But we also had Justice Ginsburg on that court at the time, and Chief Justice Roberts actually sided with the more liberal in that case. I don't think that that case will come back again to the Supreme Court, although it could. To answer your question succinctly, it could. But because they've already ruled on that issue, I would hope that that would be the prevailing position of the Supreme Court, and that that ruling will stand.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you for your call, Curtis. Judge Hatchett, last night or last evening, we heard about the shooting of the 27-year-old Walter Wallace there in Philadelphia. What are your thoughts on that? Here we are again at the same place.
Yes, and I haven't had a chance to do a deep dive on that, Wanderlyn, and I need to do that and just try to be able to give you good facts as opposed to me kind of. But I am concerned that we still see these shootings, and in fact, I was looking at an article about 2 weeks ago of looking at all the shootings that have happened since George Floyd that we don't necessarily hear about. And I was stunned because some of those cases, well, most of those cases, I didn't know anything about. And so the problem continues. And until there is a level of accountability in this country where police officers are held accountable for situations that should not have occurred, because there are cases where, you know, it was justified. The person pulled the gun first, and I am the first to say that that was justified. However, until police officers are held accountable, we know that as of 2018, the last study we have, that 99% of the police officers were never found responsible. Actually, 98% were never indicted, and even fewer were ever that were on trial were ever found guilty. So there's just a small percent, probably less than 1% of people who are involved in these shootings are ever brought to justice. And we are seeing that, and we're going to continue to see that until we see some criminal justice reform in this country. And I'm hoping that that will happen in the next term, where the Congress, both houses, will see the need to pass that kind of legislation.
You know, the guy from last night, I mean, he had a disability and was autistic, had autism. So, you know, when you see cases like this, will they ever make it to the Supreme Court?
No, they won't. A perfect example, as we all remember, the man who was running naked in DeKalb County 2 years ago, and everybody knew that he was suffering and that he had a mental disability. He was naked. Mm-hmm. There's no way he could have concealed a weapon. And that went to the federal court here and then went to the Federal Court of Appeals. To my knowledge, it never got to the Supreme Court, but they upheld that the police were justified in shooting him. Even though he was not armed, they said that the fact that he was charging toward them. Now, come on.
Wow.
You know that the man has issues. He's outside naked. He's running in the apartment complex. Get in your car if you think he's going to hurt you, and call for some psychiatric backup help.
Mm-hmm.
The man needed help. I had a similar case of that in Indiana where the man was trying to commit suicide and outside in his just his underwear in Indianapolis. We could not get that case to go forward because he had a knife. And the courts were basically ruling that because he had a knife, he was a threat, and the police officers were justified in using lethal force. And that is the law handed down from the Supreme Court since the 80s, that if they feel that they are in threat, their life is in threat, or someone else's life in threat. Because I get that asked all the time. Well, Judge, why can't they just shoot him in the leg or in the arm? Or why do they have to shoot him to kill?
Right.
The Supreme Court decisions from the 80s have said, and they're still good law, and that's why we see so few cases of accountability in this country, that if you feel threatened.
If you feel threatened.
You can use lethal force, meaning you shoot to kill, not to disarm them. You shoot to kill. That's the case we have over at the Wendy's parking lot. They are taking the position that under Supreme Court rulings that the officer was justified because the man had taken the taser.
And this is why we have to vote.
That's why we have to vote. At all levels.
All levels.
Blue Project. go to that GeorgiaBlueProject.com, get some more information. All levels. Don't stop at the top of the ballot.
That's right.
Keep going all the way, all the way.
That's
please,
right.
Though.
That's right. Even if it's the last name on the ballot in that particular
that's
category.
Right. That's right. That is exactly right, Wanda.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Judge Glenda Hatchett. We'll see you back on next
pleasure.
Week. You know, next
absolutely.
Tuesday.
Next Woo!
Tuesday. Yes.
We only have 1 week to go, you all. So
right.
get out and vote. Vote like your life depends on. That's what my T-shirt says today, because it does.
Oh,
thank
awesome.
Thank you for what you do, Wandalyn. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Judge Hatchett. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.